Then further out on the track, Nina Rules, Roulette and Cincinnati Red. It's Ice Girl going to Hamslet. Hamslet in front. Cincinnati Red running on well. Cincinnati Red and Nina Rules. Nina Rules, the outside, takes the lead. Nina Rules from Cincinnati Red. Maybe Hamslet third from either Sizzle Me, Roulette.
Nina Rules is the only horse in work for Penny Hickey, who's been in this game for a long time, more than four decades, but yesterday was her first Metropolitan winner at Sandown. It's a wonderful story, and Penny now joins us here on RSN Central. Congratulations, Penny, and good morning.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your story, how you got into the game of horse racing?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just met someone at a one-day event, and they asked me whether I wanted to ride work at Pullman Park, and I did.
So how long ago was that, Penny?
Well, 1977.
And how many horses have you always trained over the years? You've only got the one in work at the moment, so has it always been a hobby for you?
No, I used to have between four and six, up to probably, I suppose, 8 years ago.
Yep.
I've only got the one in racing at the moment. I've got three unnamed three-year-olds that are in work, but just trying to get them to the track and worked. But it's a bit difficult. We don't have many track riders around here, and it's a bit hard work for me at my age to do them all myself. So it's sort of six steps forward and four steps backwards at the moment with them, but we're getting there.
So where are you based, Penny?
We're in Berry's Creek, and that's we're a fair way from the nearest track. So we're 45 minutes from the nearest track, which is Mowie. So do any fast work. It's a three-hour turnaround just to get one horse. So it'd be a bit more than that. If it was taking two horses to the track, it'd be probably getting up to three and a half hours to get there and get back. Yeah.
So how do you work your horses?
Well, I work her at home 3 days a week, and once she's in full work, you know, when she first starts off, she does it all at home, and then I take her across 3 days a week to the track.
So you must love this game, Penny.
Either that or I'm a bit silly.
And tell us about Nina Rules and her story.
Oh, well, we got her from the English sales in 2016, and Roger Booth won on her in the January of 2017 and said we'll win a race in town with her. Unfortunately, he died a couple of months later. So it's taken this long to fulfill his dream, but we finally made it on yesterday.
And she was purchased only for $5,000, and she's been
a wonderful
money spinner for your stable. She's now earned just above $170,000. But what did it mean to you there yesterday to train your first Metro winner?
It would have to be one of the best feelings I've ever had. And just all the hard work, it makes it all worthwhile, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to go across to the track and then get back here to do the work at home. It makes, you know, it makes it all worthwhile. So it's hard work, but we've done it for years, my husband and myself, and you do get used to it.
And how important, how special is Nina Rules to you?
Well, she finally knocked the old prior opportunity off his mantle.
Yeah.
So she's, she needed one more win to do it, and she did it, so we're pretty proud of her.
And have you had much feedback from your hometown?
Well, yes. I'd say the local watering hole will expect a few free beers on Friday night, no doubt.
Where's your local watering hole, Penny? I might head down there.
Ever the North Pub.
We'll head to the North Pub. And as you pointed out, you just explained to us that you can't really describe the feeling that you had yesterday after winning your first Metro race in what you've been training for 40-odd years.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you get up every morning for a moment like that.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. It's very satisfying. You know, because she ran a couple of not bad races, but a bit disappointing for her because she always seems to put in 110%, but sort of just a little bit below par for her. But then she didn't have a lot of luck, so you take that into account. Really, it wasn't surprising because her valley run was fantastic. And then the next two were just probably average, but not below average. And I've had faith that she'd come back, because she has always tried for us. I mean, she's really only put probably two really unaccountably bad runs in the whole time we've had her. You know, she's always had an excuse, which is quite plausible. So, very proud of her. She's very honest. There's not a lot of her. And she does try all the time. And when you have a mare that tries all the time, they just seem to be a little bit more honest than the geldings. And she's like that. So that's always a big bonus. And she travels well up on the float, so that's also a big plus. So she's pretty good. The only thing she's a bit naughty about is being caught in the paddock.
Okay. Yeah. She doesn't like to be caught, but I guess you'd be having a little bit of fun now, and she is your favourite after winning that race yesterday at Sandown. And
there's a couple out in the paddocks there that have got their noses out of joint. She's been the favourite.
She's taken over as the queen of the Penny Hickey stable. Well, you're proud of her, but you should be very proud of yourself to do what you've been able to achieve yesterday. It's a great story, Penny, and well done to Clayton Douglas too. You go back with the Douglas family. I think that's the case. Clayton's uncle wrote a winner for you not long ago, well, a long time ago.
It was my first
winner. Okay.
So, and we won three races in 2 weeks on the old horse. And I think Raymond would have been about 16 then. So it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's ironical that my first city winner would come from the same member of the family. So
there you go. It's a funny world we live in.
Yeah, just realise how small the world is, don't you?
Hey, Penny, congratulations. It was a lot of fun chatting to you today. Congratulations on your effort. And that's why I love the racing industry, because of stories like yours, that you persevere, you go through some hard times, but you never give up that dream. And yesterday, as you just pointed out, you had a feeling that you can't describe. And I think that's just terrific to hear. So job well done, Penny.
Thank you very much.